Hi, this is Alberto from Family First.
Hi, Alberto. This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Good
Ortiz.
morning.
Good morning. Good morning. So, I wanted to touch base with you. So yesterday, I took we me and my husband were well. We took my dad in for a procedure that he was supposed to be like in and out.
Okay.
And we waited at the hospital, and they admitted him last night at 8 o'clock.
Okay, give me.
But he's going to be going home again today. So he was only there this morning because I guess they did like a prostate situation, and I guess he was bleeding a little bit after surgery. So they had to keep him overnight for observation. And then we didn't leave the hospital. Well, we didn't find out he was being admitted till 8 o'clock is when he got a bed. So we were in recovery from the surgery until 8 o'clock, and then that's when they said that they were going to keep him. And then I talked to the doctor this morning. They said he's going to be released today. We just don't know exactly around what time, but they said probably around noon. So how do we go about yesterday? My husband, he punched out at 12, so that's going to be have to be changed, right, to 8 o'clock.
Correct, yes. I don't know if I'm able to adjust that myself or if I need a time sheet. I think I'm able to do it. Let me have access to the member's profile, okay?
I need his ID number.
Second. So I think I'm able to adjust that here in the system.
All right, so he was
He was
admitted at like eight
admitted at
o'clock. Yep.
8 o'clock p.m.
Correct. Yep, 8 p.m.
Okay. And could you please provide me with the name of the hospital, Jessica?
Yeah, St. Luke's.
Stanley?
St. Luke's.
Okay. Okay. And did you or Mariano took him to the hospital or it was an ambulance?
We were both there because it was only supposed to be a procedure. So we were
Okay.
both there because I had my mom and then my dad was with him. So his thing was at 12:45. So my mom wanted to obviously be with her husband. So we had to take both of them in. And we sat at the hospital because my dad was supposed to just go in for a procedure and then he was supposed to just be in recovery and then leave to come home. And then
Okay.
we ended up sitting there all day because they were like, let's see if it flushes out. Let's see if it stops bleeding. Let's see if it flushes out. And then, because they didn't have no beds upstairs. And then they were trying just to let him go home. But then at 8 o'clock, I guess a bed opened and they decided to admit him. So at 8 o'clock is when we left the hospital and came home.
Okay. Then, thank you so much for providing me the information, Jessica. I already adjusted the information. I'm going to notify the representative in charge about that the member is at the hospital. So when he's out and when he's back home, you can call me or the member can call me just to confirm that he is back home and that he can receive services from the caregivers.
Okay, now I also have a question. It's now at 9 o'clock. I didn't punch in. What do I do? Just leave it go? Because I was supposed to punch in at 9 o'clock for him.
Yeah, you're not supposed to clock in or provide any services now
All right,
anymore.
so just don't clock in or clock out at all right now.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And then if once he gets picked up, then just give a call back, say he got picked up, and then we could just punch in at that point, right?
Yeah. Right, but keep in
Okay,
mind
sounds great.
that I need to speak with the member and confirm that he is back home.
Well, that's what
Okay?
I'm saying. Yeah, I'll have my father call you.
Okay, perfect.
All righty, Alberto, thank you. I just wanted to make sure we didn't do what, what happened last time, so that's why I called you right away.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jessica.
All right,
I'll add the
you're very
information
welcome.
here in
Thank
the
you.
system. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.